63 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, 72 in the nation's capital.
At 4:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Brennan Hazelton. Coming up,
a settlement from D.C. in the case of women accusing the mayor's former chief of staff of sexual misconduct. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel will go it alone if necessary to finish off Hamas.
That's after the U.S. pauses some bomb shipments. We'll go in depth with CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett at 5:15.
Got a big purchase in the works? The U.S. Secret Service says keep an eye out for scams. I'm Kate Ryan.
Where did they come from?
A local community bears with a new pesky intruder. In Northeast, I'm Jose Umana.
What's this? Justin Bieber is going to be a dad?
We've got the daddy details.
It's 5 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King in Orlando, and we have breaking news from the Florida Panhandle, where a sheriff's department has just released body cam video of a controversial fatal shooting. Correspondent Jim Crisula.
A family lawyer says an Okaloosa County, Florida sheriff's deputy responding to a disturbance call burst into the wrong apartment and fatally shot Roger Fortson 6 times. His mother, Mika.
I know my son did not do anything to you guys. If he scared you or if you guys wasn't trained properly, I apologize. But please clean my baby reputation.
The sheriff's department says the deputy fired in self-defense after seeing Fortson with a gun. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Stormy Daniels' testimony in the Donald Trump hush money cover-up trial is over after a stormy cross-examination. Here's CBS's Errol Barnett.
Trump's defense team, in an effort to undermine the credibility of the former adult film actress, questioned why she was joyful at Trump's indictment in this case and was then shown social media replies where she linked to her online store. Susan Nicholas, defending Trump, asserted, "You're celebrating indictments by selling things from your store," to which Daniels replied, "Not unlike Mr. Trump."
The judge has denied Trump's request to modify the gag order so he could respond to the testimony publicly. Israel is fighting mad about the Biden administration's pause on weapons shipments there. So are Republicans like South Carolina's Lindsey Graham.
The consequences of this decision, Mr. President, are going to change the region and the world for all the worse. I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, change course.
The dispute is over Israel's planned invasion of Rafah. Hunter Biden will go to trial after losing an appeal to dismiss charges. CBS's Michael Toscano.
The president's son had hoped the third U.S. Court of Appeals would overturn a ruling rejecting his bid to have the case dismissed, but the judges said they don't have jurisdiction, allowing the trial to get underway next month in Delaware. Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use on a form to buy a gun.
A just-announced rule gives immigration officials more power to reject migrants early in the asylum-seeking process. CBS's Camilo Montoya-Galvez is in El Paso.
This would affect migrants who are deemed to be a danger to public safety and national security, including those who are suspected terrorists and also those who have serious criminal records. This regulation would allow officials to more quickly deport them.
On Wall Street, a big day for the Dow, gaining 331 points. The NASDAQ closed up 44. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5:03 on Thursday, May 9th, 2024. 72 in the nation's capital, going down to the upper 50s overnight. Good afternoon. I'm Brennan Hazelton.
I'm Sean Anderson. Top local story this hour on WTOP. There's been a significant development in the sexual harassment scandal surrounding the man who used to be one of D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's closest political aides. WTOP's Nick Iannelli has our story.
We've learned that D.C. has reached a settlement in a pair of sexual harassment cases involving Mayor Bowser's former chief of staff, John Felcicchio. Two city employees accused him of sexual misconduct. While the D.C. mayor's Office of Legal Counsel released a statement to WTOP confirming the settlement. It says it can't disclose details due to confidentiality provisions. Attorneys for the victims say they can't disclose the terms either. Last year, after Falcicchio resigned, Bowser said in public remarks,
"I've been completely devastated by these allegations since they were made."
In addition to being Bowser's chief of staff, Falcicchio had also been serving as the city's deputy mayor for planning and economic development. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
We all know to watch out for cyber criminals, but there is a particular type of scam that has the Secret Service wanting you to know about it. WTOP's Kate Ryan has more on business email compromises.
Maybe you're buying a car or your first home. When it comes time for the funds transfer, that's when scammers strike.
We're looking at losses of $2.9 billion in 2023, with an average loss of $135,000 per incident.
Stavros Nikolakakos, with the Washington field office of the Secret Service, says the scams work by getting access to business emails and their communications with you, the consumer. That's when you're directed to send your payment to what you think is legitimate business you've been dealing with. Red flags, an email that says act quickly, and directions that give you a new, unfamiliar link.
Never call the number that's on that email that's giving you those wiring instructions.
Instead, call the trusted number, the one you have in your phone, and if you are the victim of an online scam, contact law enforcement immediately. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
The first stages of planning for a new key bridge in Baltimore are now underway, and Maryland's senators are trying to make sure federal dollars will take care of what will be a very costly project. WTOP's Mitchell Miller today on the Hill.
Senators Ben Cardin and Chris Van Hollen have offered an amendment to the FAA reauthorization bill
to make sure that we move on this legislation just as quickly as possible.
Van Hollen says the amendment would ensure that 100% of the cost of the bridge would be paid for by the federal government. Preliminary planning has already begun for a new span, which could cost nearly $2 billion and take about 4 years to build. Van Hollen has praise for all the work done to make progress toward clearing the channel, and he's calling on fellow lawmakers to help with the long-term costs of a new bridge.
This is a moment for us to come together on a bipartisan, indeed a nonpartisan basis, and get this done.
On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Another black bear has wandered into a local area neighborhood, and as we hear from WTOP's Jose Umana, the community is curious why bears are suddenly attracted to that area.
Laura Wilkinson Barons moved into the Brooklyn neighborhood in 2020, but she wasn't expecting to have two bear sightings in a year.
I think we can all coexist peacefully, but I am concerned bears leaving their natural habitats.
While she and her neighbors track the bear's every move, Laura says she doesn't plan to involve her two-year-old twin toddlers.
Bears and toddlers are both unpredictable, so want to avoid any bears eating my children or children accosting the bear.
Susan Young has lived in the district for over 40 years. She's calling for city leaders to search for the animal in nearby Fort Bunker Hill.
Wouldn't be somebody be curious just to see if there's like a family up there?
In Northeast D.C., Jose Umana, WTOP News.
Thousands of homes and businesses in Upper Northwest D.C. are still under that boil watery advisory this afternoon. It follows a water main break this week with about 4,800 D.C. water customers affected. The earliest this advisory could be lifted is tomorrow. You can see an interactive map of the affected area at WTOP.com, and we'll let you know when the advisory is lifted.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
The bundled streaming services wave has begun. I'm Jeff Glable.
We'll have traffic and weather for you in 30 seconds.
Are HR legacy systems slowing you down? It's time to cast aside rigid, outdated technology that makes it impossible to evolve. Enter Workday, the platform that meets tomorrow's challenges today. With Workday, you can streamline operations, automate tedious manual processes, and operate strategically across the organization, giving your agency's leaders more time to focus on your mission and your future. Discover how Workday can support your federal agency today at workday.com/federal.
508.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks. Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
The tractor-trailer crash on the Beltway between Maryland exits 13 and 11 on the Interloop. Only two right lanes getting by right now. The truck is being straightened out as we speak. No longer jackknifed against the guardrail, but the recovery ongoing and still blocking two left lanes between Ritchie Marlborough Road and Pennsylvania Avenue. On the outer loop, volume delays through Alexandria, rubbernecking delays from Oxon Hill past Andrews. All lanes open on the outer loop across from the truck crash on the inner loop. Expect rerouting and more traffic using DC and Interstate 295 through town, possibly even heavier traffic on the Beltway at the American Legion Bridge. All lanes open, no mishaps there. Glen Ellyn, Maryland, Route 32 northbound delays past Burntwoods Road. It's a crash ahead. 95 and BW Parkway, more or less routine congestion through Laurel near Fort Meade and Greenbelt. 270 northbound, slowing in separate stretches, Gaithersburg, Clarksburg, Urbana. 50 of the Bay Bridge is fine. In Virginia, 66, it's a heavy westbound rush hour, Fairlakes through Centerville to Manassas. The crash on Yates Ford Road near Davis Ford Road is clear. 95 southbound, congestion in Springfield and Woodbridge. Northbound in Stafford County near Centerport Parkway had a crash at Lashport on the left side. The WTOP Newsroom, furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable, never looked so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Updated forecast for you from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Scattered showers and perhaps a few heavier downpours moving through the later evening hours. A few rumbles of thunder can't be ruled out with temperatures that are going to be in the 60s. Moving into the overnight, scattered showers will draw to a close, mid-50s to around 60 by early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's a cooler day. Many neighborhoods will struggle to hit the 60-degree mark with on and off showers. Mostly cloudy. Showers are likely on Saturday. We're in the 60s, near 70 for Mother's Day, and a chance for a few showers. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, we do have some rain in Frederick County coming down on the city of Frederick at this point. Also in the West Virginia Panhandle heading toward the I-81 corridor. We're going to see if that's going to affect us later on. We are at 72 Northwest DC, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here is Jeff Claybaugh.
Plant-based meat alternatives continue to lose customers. Beyond Meat sales fell another 18% last quarter, the eighth straight quarter of a revenue decline. Disney and Warner Brothers are the first in what may be a wave of streaming bundling. Disney Plus and Hulu will be bundled with Warner Brothers Max later this summer. No price set, but it'll be at a discount. It includes a lot of content. TNT, TBS, Discovery, Food Network, and more. Some good deals for musicians looking for gear. Musical instrument and performing equipment retailer Sam Ash Music has filed for bankruptcy and plans to liquidate. It has 42 stores and a big e-commerce presence. The Dow rallied 331 points today. The S&P 500 up 26, that's a half percent. The NASDAQ up 44 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Save now at Whole Foods Market on all the treats and eats mom deserves, like no antibiotics ever strip steak for dinner, tulips for the table, and more. Shop in-store or online today.
Coming up on WTOP, the U.S. says Israel going into Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip may jeopardize ceasefire talks as President Biden threatens to stop more Israel aid. We're going to go in depth with Major Garrett of CBS next, 512.
Hogan is running for Senate.
Democrats have a big problem.
Talking about a margin of one vote, two-term governor leading also Brooks. But Hogan is in a dead heat with David Trone.
David Trone's the only candidate strong enough to beat Larry Hogan.
David listens to people and he fights for what they need.
He believes in opportunities.
And he's willing to fight for working people like us.
He has worked for prescriptions. Drug affordability, and I now can get my medication and pay my bills.
David has been an advocate for reproductive freedom from the start.
David's always been about second chances for everyone.
Congressman Trone passed the Second Chance Act.
I think he sees everyone as human beings.
David knows if you want to help students, hire more teachers.
We have a former governor who is running for the party of Trump.
The very rights that I've known my entire life are on the line.
David
is our best shot to defeat Larry Hogan, period.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Don't miss your chance to spring into deals at Lowe's. Right now, get two 1.5-gallon annual hanging baskets for $20. Plus, save $50 on the Kobalt 24-volt string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now $149. Shop in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/15. Hanging basket offer in-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last.
Later this hour, Justin Bieber gets ready to change diapers. It's 5:14.
Here's a great tip for spring. Go with a sure thing. PJ Fitzpatrick has been your trusted roofer for over 40 years. They've earned thousands of five-star reviews and back all new roofs with a lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. The PJ Fitzpatrick team of experienced professionals installs most roofs in just one day. Set up a free design consultation this month to save thousands. Plus, they've extended the 12-month financing deal. Nothing down, no interest, and no payments for qualified buyers. Visit TrustPJ.com today.
You want the best for your family, especially when it comes to their safety. So don't settle for just any old forecast. You need 7 News First Alert Weather from WTOP. All the watches, all the warnings, every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
5:15, I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Brendan Hazelton. Thanks for being with us.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a U.S. threat to withhold some arms would not prevent Israel from continuing its offensive in Gaza. It's a strong sign he may push on with an invasion of the packed city of Rafah against the wishes of its closest ally. President Biden has urged Israel not to go ahead with such an operation over fears it would make a humanitarian catastrophe even worse. The president adds the U.S. will not provide offensive weapons for a Rafah offensive.
Joining us live now, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett. Major, this is some of the leverage the U.S. has over Israel, and President Biden is starting to use it. What's your take on the move and the Israeli prime minister's reaction?
So, in a broad context, the imperative for President Biden has been to limit what's going on between Israel and Gaza to that, and not have a wider war with Iran, either directly or through its proxies in Lebanon. And so far, the administration has been successful in achieving that. But that has given a lot of latitude to Israel in Gaza. Now that latitude has now got limits, because the president, for strategic reasons, for the reputation of Israel internationally, and for domestic political reasons, is now telling Benjamin Netanyahu, you do not have a blank check from the United States if, in fact, more civilians are likely to be killed or face famine or other privations due to what you intend to do in Rafah. And to prove that, we're going to withhold a specific set of weapons. It will not materially affect Israel's ability to carry out an operation in Rafah, but it is of great symbolic significance at this period of time. Netanyahu says we'll do it anyway. But the reservations have now been put on the record by the Biden administration, and it's been clear from the president to Benjamin Netanyahu, more things will be withheld if you continue to defy your best and most reliable ally, the United States.
Let's turn to the Donald Trump hush money trial in New York. And, of course, we had one of the key witnesses, Stormy Daniels, on the stand for more than 7 hours over a couple of days. Interesting Marist poll that's out. It shows that the proportion of Republicans who say Mr. Trump has done nothing wrong has decreased by about 10 percentage points from February to April. Is that mean there's enough evidence here that perhaps this trial is eroding confidence in the former president?
Well, certainly the evidence presented in the trial established very clearly several things that were not clear before this trial began. That there were transactions, that there is a paper trail, that there is a very definite chain of custody that goes right through the Trump Organization, through the president, to the White House, and back again. To secure the Stormy Daniels story and to bury it, to kill it, to catch it and kill it before the 2016 election. Those facts are not any longer credibly in dispute. Do they rise to a felony that will lead a jury to convict the former president? We don't know that. But that fact pattern is clear. Stormy Daniels is salacious, but she's not essential to that. She's the central figure in the catch and kill story. But all the other more boring, if you will, paper testimony has been much clearer about establishing what the prosecutors have alleged. And though the Trump world likes to say nobody's paying attention to this, in fact, it is appearing to penetrate and to the former president's political detriment.
Major, thank you as always for your time.
Thanks.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, who also hosts the Takeout Podcast. WTOP's traffic and weather together. Let's get back to Dave Dildine in the traffic center.
Bad Beltway day in Maryland in Prince George's County. It started with a southbound tracked trailer jackknifing on the interloop between Richie Marlborough Road and Route 4. That truck was just straightened out a few minutes ago. Heavy-duty wrecker still working on it, though. Two right lanes are getting by very slowly on the inner loop. Traffic is backed up to near Route 50. Significant rubbernecking delays on the outer loop from Oxon Hill past Andrews. All lanes open on the outer loop throughout. But with regional rerouting, more traffic cutting through the district on D.C. and Interstate 295. So heavier traffic south of Route 50 and north of National Harbor, and also potentially some more traffic using the American Legion Bridge. But Beltway traffic on that part of 495 is more or less within the range of normal. So that's good. That part of the Beltway is holding up. From Bowie to Upper Marlboro, we've got more slow traffic now southbound on 301 getting through the signals. I-97, unrelated delays. North of Route 50, south of Crownsville, police stop, distracting near the Farm Road overpass. I think they're mostly on a shoulder, but slowing the pace both ways for rubbernecking there on I-97. Glen L 32, northbound delays lead past Burntwood Roads. It is a crash ahead. In Virginia, on the interstates, we've got volume delays near the metro area. In Stafford County, northbound, a crash near Centerport Parkway getting cleared onto a shoulder soon, if not already. It's savings season at Lido Pizza. Tons of new deals and specials for everyone, exclusively at LidoPizza.com. Lido Pizza, local legend since 1955. Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Joining us live now is 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans. Jordan, dry out there for the most part, but how long will that last?
Well, there's a light shower in northern Loudoun County that'll push into northern Montgomery County here in the next 30 minutes. At least a heavier shower all the way out toward Harrisonburg. That'll likely stay well to our south and west, but eventually make its way toward I-95 if it holds together. Any showers or storms are just getting started now across the I-81 corridor, even over the higher terrain still. So I still say we have at least an hour or two until we start to see more scattered showers and potentially rumble of thunder here in the district. If we get any strong storms, they'll likely be south of I-66, down toward Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania, maybe some gusty winds, lightning and thunder with those, but the overall risk for any severe weather is pretty low. Same for flooding. If we do see any flooding concerns, that likely stays over the higher terrain too. Tonight, 50s. Tomorrow, it's only around 60 degrees, so just like last Saturday, damp and dreary with very chilly temperatures throughout the afternoon, especially D.C. up to the north, to the south, make it closer to 70. The weekend, it's passing clouds with on and off rain chances, and temperatures will stay in the mid to upper 60s, close to 70 by Mother's Day. 70 now in Silver Spring, 71 in Southeast, and 72 in Springfield.
All right, brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week.
Just ahead on WTOP.
A new plan for Metro buses could get you to the airport overnight, but also make you walk longer to your stop. I'm Mike Marilla.
521.
The following is a paid message.
This is Bishop Michael Burbidge of the Catholic Diocese of Arlington. This Sunday, we have the exceptional privilege of celebrating Mother's Day. As Pope Francis reminds us, mothers always know how to show tenderness, devotion, and moral strength, even in the moments of greatest difficulty. Within every mother is a unique and precious grace from God. She possesses the opportunity to give her child the gift of love for the very first time. The work of a mother is essential to society and should be respected. May we reflect this week and always on the great gift of motherhood. And may we honor those women who guide, mentor, and console their children on their earthly journeys. We honor and thank our mothers for the many ways they imitate our Lord's selfless and sacrificial love. We also pray for our deceased mothers. May God give them eternal peace and joy.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to CleanOrigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
You're listening to WTOP News.
5:23.
Changes could be coming to Metro's bus service in the district starting next year. The agency says it's going to make riding the bus easier. But WTOP's Mike Morello says part of the trade-off is shutting down some bus routes.
More than 600 bus stops will be ended as part of Metro's 2025 Better Bus Plan, while Peter Caffiero, Director of Intermodal Planning, says it's being done to get buses from point A to point B faster and serve more people. Some
customers will have to walk a little farther to reach their service or their stop.
Possible closures will be announced on Monday. Also inside the plan, a new route naming system.
Some of the numbering dates back to what was a streetcar in 1936.
So to change those, they want to start some routes with D for DC, M for Montgomery County, and so on. Also in the plan, says Tom Webster, Metro's Chief Planning and Performance Officer.
Overnight service to more destinations, including the region's airports.
Metro will get community feedback on the Better Bus Plan before the board is asked to approve it later this year. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Well, Justin and Haley Bieber are expecting their first baby together.
Oh,
yeah, representative for the family confirms to the Associated Press supermodel Haley Bieber is a little more than 6 months pregnant. Canadian singer and his spouse announced the news on their respective Instagram pages with corresponding posts. I don't know why they're going to do it together, but hey, both begin with a short romantic video clip of the couple kissing. She is draped in white lace with the baby bump prominent. Congratulations
yes,
to the couple.
Sincerely.
Yeah.
Sports at 25 and 55 brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
George Wallace, how do you follow that?
You can't post it on one. You got to post it separately. Everybody needs the clicks and the follow. You can't just post it on
okay.
one account.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Your dancing was pretty good there, Brennan.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
The Phoenix Suns are making a coaching change, firing Frank Vogel today after winning 49 regular season games with the league's third highest payroll. And they were swept in the opening round of the playoffs, losing to Minnesota, who, by the way, is pretty good. But Frank Vogel, 1 year in Phoenix, he is out. Reports are Mike Budenholzer will be a prominent part of the search. Of course, he is the Bucks coach that was fired. Beginning of the year, taken over by Doc Rivers. Celtics assistant Charles Lee agrees to a 4-year deal to become the next head coach of the Hornets. NBA suspends Pat Beverly 4 games without pay for throwing the ball last week multiple times at spectators. And also that interaction with the reporter after the game asking her to leave the media scrum because she did not subscribe.